Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Mayor Adams gets a new potential challenger in the upcoming election race. It's Friday, January 19th, and this is your New York Daily News. Friday's forecast calls for cloudy skies in New York City with a high near 31 and a low near 19. Before today's top story, City Council Speaker Adrian Adams tapped legislative newcomer Yusuf Salam to lead one of the chamber's most high-profile committees Thursday, but kicked other left-leaning members off their committee chairs in a move some insiders saw as at least partially aimed at exacting political revenge. Salam, who was as a teen wrongfully imprisoned for years over a rape he didn't commit that came to be known as the Central Park Five case, was elected this fall to represent Harlem's 9th Council District. Adding to Salam's bona fides, Speaker Adams confirmed Thursday afternoon she's picking Salam to serve as the chairman of the council's Public Safety Committee, which performs oversight of the NYPD and has been the forum for some of the chamber's most heated hearings in recent memory. Salam's expected appointment was first reported by the Daily News late Wednesday. A committee chair holds significant sway in the council. After legislation is introduced, it's assigned to a relevant council committee, the chair of which has the authority to advance it or block it from being voted on. And two New York City Madonna fans are taking the pop star to court over the late start to her Barclays Center concert last month. Michael Fellows of Brooklyn and Jonathan Haddon of the Bronx say they were lulled into purchasing tickets for the 7-time Grammy winner's sold-out December 13th concert at the Brooklyn Arena, but couldn't get into the groove after waiting hours for her to hit the stage. The complaint, filed Wednesday in Brooklyn Federal Court, argues that tickets stated the show would start at 8:30 p.m. However, with Madonna not taking the stage until sometime between 10:45 p.m. and 11 p.m., the complainants say they were confronted with limited public transportation, limited ride-sharing, and/or increased public and private transportation costs by the time the show let out at 1 a.m. Fellows and Haddon also complained that many ticket holders who attended concerts on a weeknight had to get up early to go to work and/or take care of their family responsibilities the next day. Madonna, 65 years old, launched her celebration tour in October at London's O2 Arena. After she was hospitalized with a near-fatal bacterial infection in June, the singer postponed the North American leg of the tour. Find these stories and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Scott Stringer, the former city controller who ran a losing mayoral campaign against Mayor Adams 3 years ago, officially signaled Thursday that he's preparing for a possible rematch. Stringer, a Manhattan Democrat, filed paperwork early Thursday morning with the city's campaign finance board to launch an exploratory committee for a mayoral run, a move that will enable him to raise money for a campaign and could alter the city's political landscape in the coming months. Stringer will have his own blemishes to contend with if he ends up running. He was accused of sexual misconduct during his 2021 campaign, an allegation he vehemently denies, but which ultimately sank his 2021 run. Now, he appears to be making the bet that his supporters will come back to him. I believe the city needs a new direction. This administration is getting closer and closer to hitting the iceberg, Stringer said of Adams' team in an interview with the Daily News. I think we need a new captain of the ship, somebody who will be able to navigate some of the most challenging issues this city has faced in a generation. Among the issues Stringer is likely to home in on if he mounts a run are crime, housing, education, and the fiscal management of the city at a critical moment. He touched on all of those topics in his recent interview with the News. While crime is down under Adams, Stringer made the point that when comparing those recent stats to numbers from the 2 years before Adams took office, crime has risen overall. He contends that the city needs to do a much better job creating affordable housing and that kids are not getting what they need in the city's public schools. He also touched on Adams' handling of the city budget, how his administration's forecasts of city revenue proved to be off base, which the administration attributed to a rocky economy. Stringer's latest step toward another run for mayor comes as Adams is facing several scandals, sagging poll numbers, and an array of crises, all of which would likely factor into the dynamic of his 2025 campaign if he ultimately faces a primary challenge. The FBI and U.S. Attorney's Office in New York's Southern District are looking into ties between the Adams campaign and the Turkish government. Another probe is looking at an alleged straw donation scheme involving someone Adams has been friendly with for years. Adams' former buildings commissioner, Eric Ulrich, is facing indictment in an ongoing investigation. Adams has not been accused of wrongdoing in any of those probes. Aside from Stringer, State Senator Zellner Myrie and Jessica Ramos are said to be considering campaigns, with speculation that other seasoned veterans like Catherine Garcia, a top advisor to Governor Hochul, who also ran for mayor in 2021, and Brooklyn Borough President Antonio Reynoso might also throw their hats in. But whoever ultimately emerges will be playing a game of catch-up. Adams has so far raised nearly $3 million for this re-election run. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh, and we'll talk more on Friday.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.